Hey, it's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. We've been described as unscripted, unqualified, and unapologetic. And that came from my mother. See if you agree. The Commercial Break is available Tuesday through Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. In for Hugh today as we finish out the week, Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, how you doing?
What up? How's it doing? How you doing?
I'm good. I mean, great. Kyle's back behind the glass. We got a lot to get to today. And Elliot, you get to be here on a fun day. So we'll have Scott Fransky coming up with us at noon, as he is a Fransky Friday. Phillies open up the second half tonight of the season against the Angels. We'll get to some trade stuff, including an idea that's been in my head for years that I can't get out, especially tonight. And, of course, finishing the Phillies. We'll get to some storylines for training camp, which starts...
I was about to say, time of the year is starting next year. Is it next week?
Is it like Christmas for you?
Training camp is my favorite time of the year. Better than the regular season. Maybe the postseason we could debate. But training camp is... I can't wait.
Well, it's your time to shine. It starts Wednesday, and a big move in the NFL yesterday with a player the Eagles had at least been rumored to have maybe some interest in. So we'll get to all that and try day today for a pair of Phillies tickets. But Elliot, you get to be here for the end of quarter century week. Now, you were with us on Wednesday in studio, and you gave us, we debated Sixers top fives, but I have the voting in front of me here, Elliot.
I have the final results
all right, from all the listeners and the staff, and kind of put it all together. And here's what we're going to do. So coming up in a little bit, we're going to unveil our full top fives, the three of us, including Kyle, who's behind the glass today. But what struck me as I went through all the voting, I felt like I was like crunching numbers like an office person.
Well, I saw you doing it when I walked in.
I felt I had a real job. It was weird. Like, I don't know how people do real jobs all
day.
Did you
use a calculator?
Yeah, I did at one point. I used a calculator. I had a spreadsheet. I felt like a real, like people that listen to us that have real jobs, I felt like you guys today. So
math is very nerve-wracking.
It is.
Well, you want to double check, triple check.
I was afraid of making mistakes.
Yeah, same.
Well, especially because the vote was really close. So here is what I am going to unveil right now. I'm going to tell everyone the top four according to everyone. So this is how it came down when you combined your votes and all of our votes here at WIP. The top vote getter for the top five of the last quarter century was Brian Dawkins. You're not going to be surprised by these names. Brian Dawkins got the most votes. Allen Iverson came in second. Jason Kelsey third. And Lane Johnson fourth. They were pretty much on almost all the top fives in some order. I think the staff was a little higher on Lane compared to maybe where the listeners were. But those four, as I started going through the numbers, it was pretty clear they were all going
to
make it.
So credit to the listeners for having Lane on it.
Yeah.
I think sometimes Lane gets a little overshadowed because of Kelsey, because of Brandon Graham. Lane's probably been the best player of all three of them. He has the two Super Bowl trophies. So credit to the listeners for having him on.
Well, so I agree with you on that. Here is what struck me, and here's where we need everyone's help today. Now, I was hoping we were going to come on here today and just unveil the top five, but...
Not that simple.
It's not that simple.
Lists are never that simple.
And the vote was too close. So I'm telling you right now, as I look at it, the vote is minuscule between the two guys that came in five and six, or maybe six and five, depending on how we go throughout the day. But we need your help, because, Elliot, as I look at the vote, it came down to these two people for the final spot. And I think today, the best way we could do this, like a tiebreaker on the show today with the listeners.
Ben Simmons, one of them?
No, he's not.
He was not one of them?
I was trying to figure how many names I should tally, because, some people were jokers and they put like silly names on there.
Right.
So like, do I have to like calculate them? So I think I had like 15 or 20 names that had enough votes for me to like count.
Noteworthy.
But the two guys that were close enough that we have to debate for the final spot on the quarter century list was Jalen Hurts and Chase Utley. I mean, the votes were almost, I think there were three votes separating them and the listeners, and it was pretty close with the staff as well. Like, it was really close. Those two were clear the next two in the voting. Elliot, if you had one spot left on the quarter century top five, who gets it? Jalen Hurts, Chase Utley.
Yeah, so we'll talk about our top fives in the next segment, but spoiler, one of these two players is on my top five, and I think he should be on every top five. In fact, I would consider a term you guys use this week. He's a lock top five.
Oh, boy.
He is on the list, and that is Jalen Hurts. This is a continuation of what has been dumbfounding to me all offseason. This idea that the quarterback of the Eagles that started the season, finished the season as Super Bowl MVP, is not on all these lists. As long as I've been in Philadelphia, the Eagles matter and the quarterback matters. And Jalen is already the best quarterback in franchise history. He is on a Hall of Fame trajectory, which is something we all need to wrap our mind around. If he wins another one, he's probably in. By getting one, he's already in the conversation. So if I look at Jalen versus Utley, here's the thing about this, too. These are all fantastic players. The top 10, you know, they're all great. But Jalen is one that has to be on it. I think Utley has an argument. Jalen has more than an argument. Jalen has a locked-in spot. So for me, it is clearly Jalen.
Well, there's no way Jalen has a locked-in. Locked-in is Allen Iverson.
Yeah. Jalen is not on the level of Iverson or Dawkins yet. I get that. But he was the most important player on the best team of the past 25 years. The 2024 Eagles were the best team of the past 25 years.
That I agree with, yes.
Right? So he was...
But he wasn't their best player.
He was the most important player, and I think you could argue he was the best player.
Oh, he was not better than Saquon.
Again, he is the quarterback. He's the quarterback of the team that has the most to do with whether they win or not. He just does, right? So,
but in this season, they asked him to do less than most quarterbacks.
But he still did way more than any other player on the team. His responsibility on the team was way higher.
Well, that's
than anybody.
His position.
Yes, but that matters,
right? But we say that with the idea that like the quarterback is the driving force of most football teams.
Correct.
And he was for the most of the season. He wasn't.
No, he still was.
But no,
Saquon was still really important. But Jalen was the driving force of the team. He touched the ball on every play. He called the majority of plays that they ran. So the most important, best player on the best team of the past 25 years, you don't think's a lock? That's crazy.
No. Well, so here's the way. So. I disagree that Jalen deserves a spot on the list. In fact, I don't think he should. I don't have top five Eagles of the last 25
That's
years.
That's crazy.
Let
though.
Alone top five in the whole city in the last 25 years. So there's a lot of ways to view it. There's like longevity, excellence. There's how much you matter to the city and the teams. There's different ways. As I look at the list that is in front of us, right, the list that everyone's voted on all week and that we have our votes, we have the listener votes, we have the staff votes. I think a lot of things are covered. Like Brian Dawkins, great Eagle, great player, and a Hall of Fame player in his
Correct.
Sport. Allen Iverson, same thing, right? Check those boxes now. Neither of those guys champions, which is unfortunate. But like,
it is noteworthy how important they were and how great they were that they are locks on the list despite not being champions.
Yes, I thought the same thing. Okay, so Kelce and Lane, to me, they represent the Eagles of this era. So like, I have that box checked, and both I think will be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame one day. And then you have the last spot, and... You're not wrong in some of what you said about Hurts, and he's super important, and he's the quarterback of the Eagles. But how could the Phillies of that era have no representation in the top five? Like, that's where, if I have to choose between Utley and Hurts, and it's not even like a Hurts isn't that good thing. It's just that would mean zero representation for that Phillies run. Like, if you think about the last 25 years of Philadelphia sports, the Eagles 2 Super Bowls, and that Phillies team, and then the... I guess like the special talents, but no titles with the Sixers. Like that's what stands out to me.
Right.
That's the last 25 years. And for the most part, unfortunately, the Flyers have been kind of out of sight, out of mind. They haven't really mattered as much as they used to in the 90s. So like, how do I have no 08, 09, 10 Phillies on the list? It can't do it.
So it's something I struggled with too. But I think what can maybe help you and why I ultimately land where I land is, we are not doing the five players that represent the last 25 years. We're doing the five best players of
well,
the last 20.
Well, then there's no way Hurts belongs
no,
on there.
No, Hurts absolutely belongs
no.
on there. He does. You know, again, you just said yourself, the quarterback is the driving force of football teams.
Most times.
And he, no, always.
No,
almost
no.
Almost always.
Most.
Almost always.
2022, I thought he was. I didn't think he was this past year.
Well, you're wrong about that. I mean, you can think that.
I mean, the team asked
opinion,
him to stop throwing the football
But
as
he
much.
Still did throw the football.
Yeah, right, because that's his position.
Correct, and that's why it's the most important. That's right. Why it's the most important.
But it doesn't mean you just get an automatic spot. Like, there's going to be
no,
a
but
year.
But it kind of does. When you're the quarterback of the Eagles that wins the Super Bowl and your Super Bowl MVP, you do kind of get an automatic spot.
Well, so, where's Nick Foles?
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Nick Foles did not start and finish the season like
right,
Jalen
but,
did.
Right, but, okay. That's...
And Jalen's been to 2 Super Bowls.
Sure,
Nick, again, I think there'd be an interesting argument for having Nick.
Yeah.
but he really only had, you know, four great games.
Now, Nick Foles, by the way, did get some votes. Like, yeah. he had enough votes that I had to count them for the top five overall. I wasn't close to the top, but he did get some people interested in his name. 215-592-9495. Where do you come down on this? We have one spot left. The voting was super close. So, you know, the four locks were Iverson and Dawkins and Kelce and Lane Johnson. They made most lists. They had by far the most votes. But then it came down to Chase Utley and Jalen Hurts for that final spot on the top five of the quarter century here in Philadelphia sports. Kyle, where do you come down as we have one spot left and we need everyone's help today to decide it? I think it's clear it's got to be Chase Utley.
Yeah, I really don't see an argument against Chase Utley. I'm sorry, Elliot. But like everything that Jalen Hurts has under his resume in terms of accomplishments, Utley has it while also being at the top of the league in his position for like a prolonged period of time. All these quarterback lists that we do, we have people, lunatics, I think, put Jalen up at two, and then coaches, execs, like the range is from 2 to 9. You wouldn't have anybody around Major League Baseball that knows what they're talking about or watch the sport put Chase Utley like even below 3, I think, in terms of second baseman of that era. Like Chase Utley was 1 or 2. The best or second best, you could argue, second baseman in the league for a very long period of time.
I would say for like a 7-year stretch,
right.
A long time.
Won a World Series, went to another one. So, you know, they both have been to 2 championships and have both won one. I mean, and then plus, what was he, 5-6-time All-Star in a row or something like that? Like, I'm sorry. And while I have both of them in my individual top 5 list, if there's one spot left, I think it just has to go to Chase Utley.
So, look. Again, to what I will say, any of these players we're talking about, whether it's you had them 6, 7, 8, they all have great arguments. Yep. These are great players we're talking about. But when you bring up the individual accomplishments of Chase Utley, yes, he does have a better resume, I would say, than Jalen does at this point. Jalen's also only played really 3 years, 4 years as the starter, right?
Four.
Chase has had his entire career. But the other thing, and this is just an unfortunate reality of this list, baseball players are the most replaceable players. If you, I'm not saying they win without Chase Utley, but if you take Jalen off the Eagles, it is a bigger blow to the Eagles than if you took Chase off of those Phillies teams. So when you look at the responsibility that the player has, Jalen already has an outstanding resume. I'm not making an argument for a quarterback just because he's the quarterback. He's been to 2 Super Bowls and he won one. And the Eagles are ahead of the Phillies in this city. So, yes, Chase Utley's had an outstanding career. He's not in the Hall of Fame yet. I think Jalen probably has a better chance of getting in the Hall of Fame than Chase does, right? Because Chase is not.
I'm not sure.
Maybe he gets in. Maybe.
So but Chase just got about 40% of the vote. He's moving up the
ballot.
He's
moving his way in.
Jalen Hurts is 5 years into his career.
Correct. But Jalen already has a Super Bowl. And we think we would probably all agree there is, what, a 40% chance he wins another one?
Would you say Jalen's already 40% of the chance of the Hall of Fame? Because Utley literally on the ballot is 40. He's actually halfway because you need 75%. Like, he's halfway to the votes.
I think if you go to 2 Super Bowls, you win one, and you win 80% of your starts, you are on the way to a Hall of Fame career. In fact,
I would say on the way.
If Jalen was a top 5 pick, I don't even think that would be a controversial statement.
Well, so don't you think, in a way, it's harder for Chase Utley to make his way into the Baseball Hall of Fame than it would? Like, Eli Manning got 2 Super Bowls and was basically just became an auto lock for the NFL Hall of Fame.
Correct. So that's because, what I'm saying. If Jalen gets another one, he's in.
But I don't know if that necessarily speaks to like how great or like elite Jalen Hurts is.
You're saying it's more about how the Hall of Fame works.
No, I think it does, because what it shows is how important and how, you know, hard it is to win a Super Bowl.
I don't know, but the fact that
when a quarterback has 2 of them, that's
also
a massive deal.
Well, putting the cart before the horse a little bit here. Jalen Hurts got a long way to go to make the Super Bowl.
No, he does, but the point
make the Hall of Fame.
But the point I'm making is Jalen is on his way to that, and Chase might not get in. You think he could, but his career is over, and he has not been a first-ballot Hall of Famer.
You did say something that I think is part of the vote with this, and it's just, it's harder, like, it's sometimes the reality makes it harder for some guys and easier for others. You said it's Jalen only had 5 years of this quarter century to play, right? Utley had his whole career. But that's part of the list, right?
No, like, it is. Agreed.
Some people voted Eric Lindros. He barely played in the 2000s, right? And we were joking the other day about Hugh. Hugh had 2 probably really great seasons in the NFL. And 2 probably for the Eagles, 2 or 3. But one of them was in the 90s. Obviously, we're kidding about Hugh being a top 5 all-time Philadelphia athlete the last 25 years. But some people could have said, yeah, Hugh was really good. Maybe top 10, 15, 20 Eagle the last 25 years. But he only had 2 high-level seasons in the 2000s. So, like, I can't put Hurts there and because he doesn't have enough time. Well, but also, that's part of the voting.
You talked about, you know, you have to have a Philly represented there, right?
Yes.
You also have to have an Eagles quarterback.
No, you don't.
When you have a quarterback set of won Super Bowls, it is the most important position in the city.
You don't.
You absolutely have to, especially when you have one that's qualified for it.
Well, so here's what I would say to that. If you think about the Eagles the last 25 years, there's no – they have. I think you can make a case they're the third most successful franchise.
In the city?
In the sport.
In the NFL.
In the NFL, right?
Okay. I know you're not about to put the Sixers in
the NFL. It's the Patriots.
Yeah.
And it's the Chiefs, right? And then the Eagles. But I in the last 25 years, when I think about the Eagles, I think of Andy Reid, Howie Roseman, and I think of great offense and defensive lines more than they have an all-time quarterback. Like the Chiefs and Patriots, right away, what do you think of? Mahomes, yep. and Belichick and Reid and Brady. The Eagles, for all the success they've had, they've had very good quarterback play, but they haven't. Like, if you're doing this exercise in Boston, Brady's at the top of this list.
For sure.
Now, Jalen might evolve to become closer to this one day, but right now, the Eagles have had all this success, and I don't think quarterback's been the most, like, the greatness of quarterback hasn't been the biggest thing.
Right. So, while I respect that's how you view it, it's also not my problem that's how you view it.
Well,
right?
But that's the truth.
But I don't think it is the truth. The Eagles, for all the talk of Howie and the lines and everything, they didn't start winning until Jalen got here. Like, those years, I know the Super Bowl in 2017 was a one-off, right? 18, they weren't that good. 19, they weren't that good. 20, they weren't that good. Jalen got here, and Jalen, like, they still believed in the lines. They were still great GMs. The quarterback changed everything. 2022 is when they took off. 2023, Jalen didn't have as good of a year. Guess what? All these great players we're talking about didn't win a playoff game. Why? Because Jalen wasn't that good in 2023. Last year, Saquon was a big part of it, without question. But this team wins when Jalen is playing. That's just a reality.
But they weren't a bad team when he got here. I mean,
yes, they were.
No, but like they had one bad year.
No, they did not have one bad year.
They did. They had one bad year.
In 2020, but they didn't win a playoff game in 2019. They didn't win a playoff game in 2018. They didn't win a playoff game in 16, 15, 14, 13, 12.
They did win one in 2018. They beat the Bears. Double doing.
Yeah, okay,
right?
You're right. My bad.
They won the Super Bowl in 17, got to the divisional round in 2018, and made the first round in 2019. They had one down year, and then...
And in 2021, how many games are they supposed to win? Five? Six?
I think they're over and just like 6.5,
okay,
7.5.
Okay, right? And they overachieved that. So he did not walk into a great situation.
He didn't, but the organization has been good for 25 years.
Yes, for sure. But the point being is that the organization's been good when they get good quarterback play. Like, yes, for as great as all the other parts are, when the quarterback's good, that's when the Eagles are good.
And what were the Phillies before that group came along? They were crap. Other than 93, the Phillies had a run for like 17 years of garbage, and then Rollins, Utley, Howard arrived, and they became an NL dynasty.
Yes, I agree, but Utley, while a great player, right, he had Ryan Howard, Jimmy Rollins, like they were all part of it. Jalen is more important than any of those three players. When you're the quarterback of the team, Utley is more replaceable than Jalen is.
215-592-9494. All right, we need your help today because we have one spot left on this list. And the voting was, I mean, I was surprised as I went through it. I was like, man, this is really, every time I added another vote, I was like, I don't know who's going to be on top.
Yeah.
Utley, Hurts, who should get the fifth spot on the list of the five best players Philadelphia sports last 25 years? Chris in Middletown starts us off on a Tri-Day Friday. Hey, Chris.
Happy Tri-Day Friday, man.
Chris, what's up today?
What's up, Chris?
Hey. It's definitely Chase, guys.
Oh, okay.
Anybody with half a brain knows it's Chase. Mm. So Jalen Hurts led by, you know, that, you know, Mr. ESP in the studio today.
Yeah.
You know, you keep drinking your Kool-Aid. You know, the reality is still this. Jalen needed Barkley. Jalen needed the best offensive line. Jalen needed stud receivers. Wide receivers, tight ends. Jalen needed the best defense in the league and playoffs to win that championship. If they had the third best defense in the playoffs, they lose because they never even advance, probably beyond the wild card. So
Chris, I'm a big fan of your calls. I love when you call in. I think you're wrong about pretty much everything you just said. So number one, you say Jalen needs all these things, right? What about your boy Barkley, your Penn State boy, that didn't really do much until he came to the Eagles? He needs a great offensive line. He needs the weapons around him. I never hear anybody discredit what Saquon did because of the talent around him. You bring up the defense. Jalen needed a great defense, right? Patrick Mahomes has had elite defenses in Kansas City. He has the best defensive coordinator in the history of the NFL. No one ever brings that up when you talk about his Super Bowls. So you're right. Jalen needed great players around him, just like every other player. Utley had great players around him. I don't see you disqualifying Utley because of that.
Yeah, so in answer to your question, Pat Mahomes had a great defense and had Manny Moe and Jack at wide receivers. He had late-round draft picks as running backs that some of them were one-year wonders that necessarily didn't pan out. So he didn't have the top offensive line. The big difference is you're going to pick and choose on your argument, oh, this guy had a top defense. Okay, but one guy had the top at everything. He had the best running back in the entire league. He had the best offensive line in the entire league. He had the number one defense in the entire league. When one guy has all the chips and one guy has one or two of the five, you can't say it's the same.
But the difference to me is, and maybe this is where I view it differently than you, Joe, and Kyle, is the one of the reasons Eagles' defense was so good is because the quarterback never turned the ball over. They were almost never put in a bad situation.
Because they took the ball out of his hands.
No, but they didn't take the ball out of his hands completely. No, you're right.
He threw the ball less than anyone.
Agreed. He threw it less. But the ball is still not out of his hands. He's calling the play at the line. He's the one that decides if they're running it or throwing it. He's the one that throws it. So you're right. He doesn't throw it a ton, right? But ultimately, he's still the most important player. So when you talk about why the pieces around him were all great, a lot of the reasons they're great is because of Jalen.
And that's where, again, you take one point. Yes. He finally did a better job of protecting the ball. And remember, again, they took it out of his hands. Because
well, he did a good job in 2022,
season,
too.
Beginning of last season, he was a turnover machine until they went to the run game and pulled the ball out of his hands. And then give him credit. In the playoffs, he did not turn over the ball. But just because he did one thing doesn't mean that one thing makes him great.
But that thing he's doing.
Great. You keep trying to say, oh, just because he didn't turn over the ball, he was a major success. He did one thing great.
But the thing he did is incredibly.
He did not look good in those first two playoff games. You can't tell me he looked great.
No, he didn't look good.
Against Green Bay, I think he was better than you're giving him credit.
Didn't they not complete a pass for an hour and a half of real time?
Yeah.
They were up 10-0 at the beginning of the game.
They
right
had
away.
The ball.
Everybody wants to remove the situational part of this Eagles team. They were up big all year and they run the ball.
But hold on a second. 10-0. You're up 10 in the second quarter or third quarter of a playoff game. You don't just take the air out of the ball.
Yeah, I'm not saying he was phenomenal in that game, but to act like he was bad against Green Bay or not impressive, I think is just not true.
He was not impressive against Green Bay.
No, not at all.
He was not.
I was at that game.
So was I.
And I watched it. You can't tell me what I saw with my own eyes. He was not great.
He was impressive against the Commanders and the Chiefs.
What
you're super
doing,
impressive.
What you're doing here is minimizing the turnover thing. The turnover thing is incredibly important. That is the most important part of the Eagles team. No, I'm not. When they win the turnover battle, they win the game.
You're right, Chris. We appreciate it. It's the most important part because of their great defense.
But the defense is also great because of the fact the offense never turns a ball over.
Right, but they play that way because they have that great defense. They asked less of him than other teams asked. Look, he had a good year, and they won the Super Bowl, and he played right. He's obviously been a tremendous player for the Eagles. Like, Jalen Hurts isn't bad or anything close to that. But this is like the best of the best. That's what you said.
Yes.
And you're right. Like, we're not parsing, like, is Jalen Hurts good? Like, not for that debate. If you don't think he's good, you're not watching.
That'd be an interesting debate to have one time.
Yeah, he is good.
Yeah.
He's a good player. But this is great. This is the
but
best.
But he is great, is the point I'm making.
And this is the best in this. And this has been a good, really good sports city for the last 25
for sure.
years. Like, there are probably periods of 25 years we could pick out if we do a different range in Philadelphia sports where it's pretty bad. This isn't one of those,
agreed.
Right? Eagles have been to 4 Super Bowls. The Phillies have been to 3 World Series. The Sixers have been to the final. Like, there's enough championship caliber teams to choose from. I have Utley over him. And one quick thing. You said, and we'll probably keep debating this. You said, you know, Utley, you're more replaceable.
Correct.
I don't know. If you went back to that run and you took Utley out and put the ninth best second baseman, right, if you were sixth or seventh, like where people rank Hurts, that'd be a big difference in the Phillies' offense.
It would also be a big difference if you replace Jalen with a quarterback that's 5-6 spots below. And you don't even have the best Philly. Ryan Howard,
in
my opinion, is the one that
all
should
right,
get
here's
on.
What we're going to do. Yeah. On the other side, we'll unveil our official top fives, who we had, and your phone calls. We need your help today. 215-592-9494. Who should get the last spot? Quarter century top five. The voting was super close. Hurts or Utley, who would you put in? Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey there, it's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. Tune in to our show and join me in making some regrettable decisions. It's available wherever you listen to podcasts.